One night a robin woke up at 3 a.m. and sang through the 5 o'clock dawn. Chirp, chirp. He might have been singing just for fun, but then there might have been something going on. Like that lady in the next tree with one eye open and looking to build a nest. She could feel the warmth of a spring day coming, was too excited to need any rest. Meanwhile, back with the chirps, sure enough, this robin had his heart set on building a family with the lady in the next tree. He thought to himself, I must sniff this blossom before it fades. I must seize this worm before it is gone. And yet I must not be too bold. I must let my heart speak its own truth and pray that the lady will love what she hears. I must sing. And sing he did. Skies and plenty of bugs for me and you. Lullabies for the babies, of course, and just we two. So let's fly around the neighborhood and dance till the sun comes up. Hear the music of this sweet spring morning and see if we're in love. Well, fly around they did, and one thing led to another, and love and lust often being the same thing, pretty soon they were watching over some little blue eggs in a nest. Not too much later, those little blue eggs got a little too small for the little birds inside, and the eggs cracked open and the little birds stepped out, and then there was a whole family of robins in that nest. Now the little birds were always hungry, of course, and the mother and father robin were always busy gathering food. If one of them woke up at 3 a.m., it wasn't to sing. It was to break up some cricket carcasses and stuff them down the throats of those young birds. Eat, they said, eat, and you'll grow up big and strong. Swallow it down now, that's it. As long as you can put some fat on your bones, nothing can go very wrong. Soon the little robins learned to fly and flew off on their own. Then the mother and father quickly noticed it was boring hanging around home. So what those birds did then was they left, one at a time. Robins aren't particularly faithful to one another after nesting. Each just goes his or her own way until it's springtime again. Time to find another mate, and time to maybe do some singing in the middle of the night, and then see this whole story repeat itself. One night a robin woke up at 3 a.m. and sang through the 5 o'clock dawn. Chirp, chirp. He might have been singing just for fun, but then there might have been something going on.